WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
You're getting closer and closer to War Games. I'm trying to figure out who's on whose side. And more. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, called Prime Gaming Support Channel, by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use carrier code ROCKSLACK or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite Amp Shop. We're by Eminem, Snoop Dogg, J Balvin. And more, because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We are on the road to War Games. We are building, y'all, and oh, there's a fury of building. People are not playing nice with each other.
People are not playing nice with each other, and we kind of saw the end of Monday Night Raw. The setup for possibly the women's War Games. But we learned about the World Heavyweight Championship match that will be taking place at Survivor Series when Damian Priest will battle Gunther. So Gunther, the World Heavyweight Champion, opened up Monday Night Raw, stated the only thing that matters is that he is still the World Heavyweight Champion. He said he doesn't live in the past and said looks ahead and what's in front of him, and that's his next challenger. And there's a lot to say about one Damian Priest, and that brought out Damian Priest. Priest remembers some of the insults from the past. Priest said that the title wouldn't be around Gunther's waist if it wasn't for his so-called brothers betraying him. Priest said Gunther has started to doubt himself. He said Gunther's vibe was faded even more since he was pinned by Cody Rhodes in Saudi Arabia at Crown Jewel. Gunther said that the comment got to him, and a Cody chant started going, Cody. Priest said Gunther couldn't even speak because he had doubt. Priest said Gunther can't beat him. Priest said that if he were anyone else, Gunther would have taken a swing at him by now, which he encouraged. Priest said Gunther wanted to do it because if he did, he would drop Gunther's ass in the middle of that ring. Ludwig Kaiser came out, questioned what was happening. Kaiser reminded Priest that Gunther beat him once. Told him he better leave the ring and save himself because the result will be the same when he faces Gunther again. Kaiser said he wouldn't let street trash like Priest speak to Gunther like he was. Priest then attacked Ludwig Kaiser. Gunther teased making a shot at Damon, but backed away. Good stuff to open up Monday Night Raw. Priest looked really good.
He did. This is the strongest he's looked, I think, since he really lost the title outside of the Judgment Day stuff. But this is like the most determined, the most strong he has been since that happened, which is really nice to see, because the one thing I don't want for Damian Priest is for them to like give him the title, give him that good run, and then they sort of let him fall by the wayside. Bringing him back into relevance makes me really happy. And it's just going to be two big beefy men slapping meat. We're all here for it. Like, we all just want to see it. So let's go.
Io Sky and Kairi Sane present a match against the Pure Fusion Collective tonight on Monday Night Raw. How Pure Fusion Collective took months off her career. She says it's time to show them what damage control is capable of, and then we led to the match. It was Damage Control taking on Pure Fusion Collective. Damage Control with the win. Good stuff.
Really good stuff. Super enjoy this. Yay for Dakota Kai being back. Yay! Maybe a long, healthy run.
Hopefully. Backstage, we had Kofi Kingston talking to Archer, thanked him for helping out with Final Testament. He also apologized for not helping out. Kingston was talking about Woods didn't want him to help, and Woods then was like, "So what are you guys talking about?" Peter Dune interrupted and took R-Truth, calling him Butch. Kofi then was defending Truth. Woods said this had nothing to do with him and wasn't happy with Kofi, you know, challenging Peter Dune to a match. Truth told Kingston good luck with the match against Pete. So we're continuing that there. So it was Kofi and Peter Dune in the match. Good match. Peter Dunne got the win. Woods and Kofi got into it some more. They argued on the outside. A little bit of shoving going on. We're almost hitting a breaking point there with the New Day.
We are. Will they be able to reunite and get back on track, or will they continue to have troubles? We'll have to see. But Pete looked good. Pete looked super good. It was nice to see him back on TV.
Yeah, it was nice to see him back on television. We had the Judgment Day in their clubhouse. Finn was taking issue with Dom for coming up short in the four-way and allowing Damian to get the title shot. Dom was like, where were you, Finn? He was focusing on the tag titles, just as Liv told him. Dom said he beat Priest and told Balor not get upset because he did something Balor couldn't do. Balor then was in Dom's face. They had to be pulled them apart. Balor spoke about being a team player and said Dom and Carlito should step up and face the World Waiters next week on Raw on behalf of him and JD. Dom was like, I'll go make it official. Carlito was, I'm not sure about that one. But Balor reminded everyone, we're one big happy family.
Totally, totally. There's no tension here. Tension? I don't know what you're talking about. There's no tension. No.
No.
It's fine.
Everything is fine in the Judgment Day. Everything is fine.
We're all very happy. See how we hug each other? He's totally not, you know, squeezing too tight. It's fine.
It's fine. Damian Priest, Ludwig Kaiser, good match. Damian got the win.
Really good match. Like this a lot. It was a good showing for both men. They're continuing to keep Ludwig as Gunther's watchdog, which is good. I would like them to see, like, because they were pushing him separately for a while, so I would like to see that continue just a little bit, but they've got him also watching Gunther's back, which is nice.
So we're backstage, and The Miz was greeted by the Final Testament. Miz told Karrion that he's going to Adam Pearce's office to ask for a leave of absence. Cross said Miz gave him nothing. He questioned if the Wyatt Six just let him go. Miz said he settled the business with the Wyatt Six. He's a better man now, and they let him go. Miz told Karrion that he should move on. And then Karrion brought up Paul Ellering and blamed Miz for it. Karrion asked Miz if he remembered what he said he was going to do. And he said he was going to break his leg. So they dragged him to the ring. Forced him to the ring. Cross said the Miz was lying to him and added that his story wasn't adding up. So that's where we got to the ring. And they asked, where are the Wyatts? Where are the Wyatts? Wyatt's music hit. And they appeared in the ring. And then Miz did the unthinkable. Hit it, smacked Eric Rowan in the back with a steel chair.
Because he's an idiot.
Uncle Howdy laughed at Karrion. Everyone started fighting. But what happened was basically the Wyatt Six got beaten down as the Miz set them up. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that either. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I really, really, really not. I mean, I understand that the Wyatt Six have to take their lumps like everybody else, and that they're supposed to be a little bit more reality-based, but at the same time, for me, it's kind of like, I don't know if you should have them take too many beatdowns.
I mean, this was the first, so.
Well, they've taken a couple others.
But they've always stood tall at the end. This is the first time they didn't.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if I liked it or not.
I wouldn't have had them beat down fully, but I liked the idea of Miz tricking them.
I like the idea of Miz tricking them, but I would have liked it to see where basically the Wyatt Six, instead of getting completely beaten down, get beaten down, and then they fight off the Final Testament, and they kind of stand just toe-to-toe with him a little bit, where at the very least, Howdy is standing, right? Because Howdy's the leader, Howdy's the most, should be in theory the most powerful one if we're going by Wyatt lore here. So, because he has the whatever demon spirit, ghost, whatever, he has the possession of that. And he's the one that has brought all these people together, and he's the one that's formed this family and you know, indoctrinated everybody. So he should be the one, at the very least, that he is the one standing. And it should be the group surrounds him and protects him and makes sure there's no harm that comes to him before anybody else. And that's my only thing. You had Howdy in the end, sort of get up a little bit, and he kind of was smiling and laughing at Cross, and Cross didn't really know what to make of it. But I feel like you could have had the Wyatt Six get up after the beatdown, half sell it, but then they very slowly get up and they're standing at the end and they're all glaring at the Final Testament like, you MFers, we're coming for you now.
I could see that.
That's my only thing with it.
Okay. Bronson Reed was in the ring. He told Seth Rollins that if he wants his revenge, he's waiting for him in the ring. He said the only thing Rollins had to do was come out. So he did. They started brawling. They continued to fight. Security pulled them apart. Bronson Reed did a suicide dive to the outside. Rollins moved when Bronson took out all the security guards, and they had to be pulled apart some more. Seth Rollins yelled at Adam Pearce wanting a rematch. Pearce got said, he had enough and you got your match. Go. What'd you think?
I like the setup for this. I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
What?
I'm just trying to figure out a way to say this. I don't know if it was entirely effective for me.
The pull apart?
Because, the pull apart was good. I'm always down for a good pull apart brawl, and seeing Bronson Reed fly through the air was pretty astounding. That was a nice visual. But it's the whole Bronson lost to Seth thing.
Yep.
Where now they're trying to pedal back a little bit and they're trying to recover it. And so it's basically Bronson comes out. He has a big mad that he lost. He wants to challenge Seth. And Seth's fine, whatever. Let's do this again. And Pierce is I don't care. Just kill each other. And they have this fight and that's supposed to set up a second match between them. And here's the thing. The magic is kind of gone. Okay. I need to see how they continue to recover this, but in terms of this story, in terms of the feel, it's done. Seth won clean at Crown Jewel. End of discussion. They beat the crap out of each other, and in the end, Seth won clean. How do you backpedal from that? At the very least, what you could have done is you could have had some nefarious means of how Seth wins. He outsmarts Bronson, or he tricks Bronson, or he does something else. And then that gives Bronson the right to come out and have the big mad and be you didn't beat me like a man, or you didn't beat me properly, or you didn't beat me for realsies. You tricked me, or you did whatever. Whatever, insert reason here as to why you didn't really win, so I want to fight again. That would be a better sort of plot ploy than what they did. Because again, Seth won clean.
Let the good times roll.
Jabariza Babe just subscribed for 35 months. What's a running turkey called? Fast food.
Thanks, Jersey, for 35 months. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, again, Seth should have won. Or Bronson should have won against Seth at Crown Jewel. It would have set this whole... You're still doing the same story, and he should have won. But here we are.
I'm willing to give it a chance. I'm willing to see how they tell the story, how they kind of recover this. But for me, the magic's not there anymore because Seth won. What else is there to prove?
There really isn't anything else to proof. So we'll see. But this underlining story of the show, Jey Uso was backstage with Sami Zayn and talked about saving the group on Friday, and Jimmy showed up, and Sami kind of turned away a little bit, and Jimmy asked what Sami's problem was, and Jay's trying to get them all on the same page. Jimmy said they need a fifth man for War Games, and Jay's like, we don't have friends here on Monday or even Friday, and Sami's like, I might know someone, I'll text them. And Jay's like, be nice. Just be nice. So after Seth Rollins came out of Adam Pearce's office all worked up, Sami Zayn made a pitch to Seth Rollins to be the fifth member of War Games. Zayn said he looked up and down the rosters of Raw and SmackDown and said there was no one else. Rollins was contemplating it, so then he's like, well, I think you're out of your damn mind. He knows who Roman is, and he's shocked that anyone else would stand next to him, especially after what he put you through and everyone else through. You know, I'm not going to be a part of the thing to build him back up. I'm not. No, it was not. That's not what's going on. While he respects Sami, the answer was no. Interesting. Answer was no. So Kathy Kelly is interviewing the Intercontinental Champion Bron Breakker, who said he's looking forward to expand his trophy race. He said as the fastest WWE wrestler in history, the WWE speed title interests him, and talked about Sheamus getting in his way. Said Sheamus showed up and says Breakker has a lot of arrogance. Sheamus said it was disrespectful because he's been with the company for 15 years compared to Breakker's 15 minutes. Sheamus talked about putting his foot on John Cena's chest when he won a world title and said that was arrogant. Sheamus challenged Breakker to put the title on line 1-on-1. Breakker said he didn't listen to words Sheamus said, but he'll give him the title shot because nothing would please him more than kicking his old ass. Sheamus told him shine up the title because he's taking it home. And then Jimmy Uso, once Sheamus left, approached Bron Breakker. Jimmy asked Breakker if he had a second and said they want to talk. Wonder what they talked about.
Dunno.
Is he the fifth man?
Look, we just need somebody. We'll pay you. Please. You don't know Roman that well, so it's fine. Just come on board. It's fine.
So Kathy was trying to catch up to Seth Rollins as he's leaving the building. He told her, give me a minute, and looked over at Solo and Jacob and Tama and Tonga by a car. Solo was pitching Seth Rollins to become a part of their teams for War Games. Rollins basically put it, he said, I'm never going to team with Roman Reigns. And next time in the ring with him, I'll stomp his head. Solo was very happy. But I'm also never going to team with a wannabe Roman Reigns.
Ooh.
Damn.
Solo didn't like that too much.
No, he didn't. So they're all making their case for the 5-on-5.
They're doing a really good job here of teasing and building it. And it's who are both sides going to get? Because the bloodline is in slightly better shape than the new bloodline, but not by a lot. And that's the thing. Both sides have to find a fifth person. And it's who are we going to pick? Who are we going to get? What are we going to do? Because for Roman's side, they have Roman, who reigned supreme for 4 years as the champion. Nobody likes him that much. They'll put up with him. They're willing to give this new leaf possibly a side or a try, but ultimately there's a lot of bad blood there between the entire roster and Roman. So it's who are they going to get to fight with Roman? And then there's the new bloodline, who again don't really have a great reputation. They've kind of been running roughshod on SmackDown, and I don't think anybody really wants to deal with them. So we'll see who both sides get, but I like that they're both having troubles. Let's see. New Jersey says, I see Cody on Roman's team and KO on Solo. Maybe? I don't know. I don't see KO doing it.
Yeah, I can't see Kevin joining up with them. I mean, they could, and it might well end up being that. I kind of want to move Cody. I think Cody, you got to move him off the story. I think they started moving that path with him, Randy, and Kevin having their own story and leaving the bloodline story behind. I think you don't need to put them together. And if you look at it, and it's probably on his Twitter, and I mentioned this the other day, I think it was on the rack. Look at Cody's schedule that's pinned to his Twitter for the entire month of November. He stops at before Survivor Series. Again, he may work it, but it's not on his public schedule. So I don't know if he's on it. And at this point, I don't know if they need him.
I think you keep him away from this whole thing. Because Cody doesn't really need to be involved. You don't need to set up anything between Cody and Roman in terms of a part two. That's going to be good to go when you pull the trigger on it. Like, all you have to do is have Cody and Roman kind of look at each other and be like, you want to go? And then with Kevin, at some point they're going to do the Kevin-Cody story. And again, the bloodline and Roman and all that, they don't need to be involved in that at all. You've got enough there between Kevin and Cody that you can tell that story on its own. So it may, like Rock said, it may be that, but I really see the fifth guy on either side kind of being like somebody that doesn't really have a lot of stake in this. Or it's like on solo side, they find somebody who just absolutely hates either Roman or the Usos or Sammy, which could be Kevin. That's like there's your entrance for Kevin, but like somebody who just like hates them and brings them in. What if a certain wise man returns with the fifth member, maybe Punk? I don't know if Punk's going to want to do War Games. I'm going to be really honest on that. Although,
yeah, he just did Hell in a Cell, and he doesn't fit the story either.
You could get Drew.
Yeah.
I don't know if Drew's got all of his personal issues sorted out, though. I know that one of the reasons why he's out right now is due to he's having a lot of family problems.
He went home.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there or if he's like okay or anything like that.
I think he's fine. He'll be back. But they're not needed for this show. It's just not. I don't know if you bring. I mean, you could use Punk, but again, he doesn't get along with, like, he's not in the story. I don't know. It feels convoluted, but you can get there.
Drew makes more sense on Solo's side than Punk does for Roman's side.
I think I think it's going to either be Seth or Braun. I think those are your two likely candidates. That's who I think you go with.
Because I mean, Braun, I'm fine with that.
Because Braun works, because you set it up a couple of weeks ago when he got in the face of Jacob and they had a showdown. So he would work. And Hikaleo, I mean, sure. I don't know who you get for the bloodline. I really don't know. Maybe you cook something up. And he really doesn't have to do much at the end. Smell it?
No, I don't think a final boss shows up in the match. I think he could show up outside the match. But I don't think he shows up in it. All right, hold on.
I think he would be the last man on it. He doesn't have to take the bumps. He does the beat down at the end. Everyone else does everything for the first 25 minutes. Dwayne would only have to work 5. Really all he needs.
You have Dwayne do the showdown with Roman where they go eye to eye, toe to toe kind of thing. And you set up potentially what could be WrestleMania.
Yeah, so you can, if he's healthy and available. I don't know what his schedule is. He's promoting movies at the moment. So I don't know if he'll be in training for it. But you can go that way. I'm surprised they're going 5-on-5. I would have just left it 4-on-4. But here we are.
It's the tease. It's the build. It's all the things.
Yeah, we'll figure out somebody. But anyway, speaking of War Games, it was Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill taking on Liv Morgan and Raquel Ryder, I guess, for the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. Good match. Nia Jax and Tiffany come out. You and Naomi come out. All a bunch of shenanigans. Bianca and Jade would end up retaining the tag team titles. Nia got back in the ring, laid out the champions, took down Naomi. Io made the save. Bunch of good moves in between. Io looks sharp coming out as the saving the day. And all four baby faces stood tall at the end as Bianca and Jade retained the tag team titles. I'm okay with it because you could set up Bianca and Liv for the future. Wasn't clean. You had a lot of interference, so it's fine. And I think they're also trying to protect Raquel a little bit. But Liv can eat the pin. At the end of the day, it's fine. I know it's the champion, but it sets something up future. But I think that's setting up your War Games. I know because you got Naomi and Nia this Friday on SmackDown for the title. Io is the number one contender for Liv's belt. There's 4-on-4 for the women. You could probably get a fifth on each side somewhere down the road. Probably throw Bayley. You could throw Bayley on one side and someone else for the women. Candace. Yeah, you could do Candace on the other side. There's your 5-on-5.
Yeah.
For women's War Games. I'd be okay with that. So you do two War Games matches. You do Gunther and Damian. That's three big matches. And you figure out the rest from there. That'll be a good Survivor Series.
it'll be a fun match. It'll be good to watch.
So that was Monday Night Raw.
A fun show. A good show.
No, they would never do three war games. You only do two. That's all you need. That's all they ever do.
How would they do a third? Why would they do a third?
You barely get two. Yeah, that's... You only need two.
No, it's too early. It's way too early for that.
It's you can also
Final Testament, why it's... No.
As an eight-man tag team match. A traditional Survivor Series match. Perhaps.
At Survivor Series?
No. I know. Crazy. If they get on that show for it. But that's how I would book that. I would do Final Testament versus Wyatt 6 in a 8-man, 10-person tag, whatever, however you want to do it. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm leaning towards no show Thursday unless something huge breaks.
Do you want to watch football?
Probably going to watch football. Unless something big breaks.
Watch football.
Unless something big breaks, then there's no show. There'll be a show. If not, I'm watching football. That's kind of the deal. So, there's your scheduling update. If Brent has a working controller by Friday, we'll do GM battles.
How do we get Brent a working controller? How do we do this?
He ordered one.
When is it coming?
Good question. We'll figure that out. Anyway, Saturday night, CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday at Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Back next Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern for another edition of the Raw Post Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use carry code Rocksock or...
Lin's M Ward.
In the Fortnite app shop when you buy M&M, Snoop Dogg, and beyond, because we are...
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@SimonLin'sWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward 0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Enjoy football, enjoy wrestling. We'll see you when we see you, but for sure we'll be back next Monday. The Raw Post Show. Long Airwaves at Wild Talk Radio. We're live right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.